other students. So well, it's great to have you here. Thank you so much for that. So in front of Putin tabloid reporting this morning that nearly 10,000 Russians have died in Ukraine. Again, that's a pro-Putin tabloid in Russia with that very high number of killed in action. Now, moments after posting the report, the publication scrubbed all references to it. Again, that's far higher than anything Russia has released publicly. I want to bring in CNN's Nana Bashir for the latest on this. Nana.
Officially issued an update on this true death toll group early March, but as we mentioned there in part, it's a February tabloid shortly after midnight local time on Monday. Nearly 10,000 members of Russian armed forces killed in the war in Ukraine, more than 16,000 injured. The very first part of the article were quickly omitted in an update, and the publication actually saying that the site was hacked and false information published there. That, of course, has been met with a degree of skepticism. We had, over recent days, heard from both NATO and other Western sources that the death toll amongst the Russian armed forces would
likely this whole work of is so strange.
And as high as 10,000. Of course, we have heard reports of waning.
Not showing actual battle footage.
Hard to ever.
But instead, they just give us information. A lot of it is gossip or just somebody saying something or accusing somebody. And that takes up a lot of the time.
We are hearing this really significant death toll reportedly. We heard from Zelensky and we can describe the death toll as unprecedented amongst the armed forces. This is certainly not going to have a great impact on morale or public opinion within Russia towards this war.
Like when they committed a war crimes, I'm sure they could find somebody on each side to say yes, that these were war crimes, and no, they were not. It would be very, very specific about what happened and let everybody decide for themselves. And that's the problem. They don't report on the full truth, so people can't make an informed decision about whether these are really war crimes against civilians or against, you know, secret missile silos and soldiers and stuff like that. It's like they're banking on people having no understanding that this is a war. This is a Kiev Independent. I follow them on Twitter.
There's lots of people who are forced to die, and we're all worried for what's going to happen.
I spoke to an elderly couple that escaped from Mariupol last night, and they confirmed there are people being buried in the streets. Bodies on the streets, they have nowhere to put them. They're buried in the streets. That city, in aid to President Zelensky, say the defiance of that city may have saved tens of thousands of lives elsewhere in Ukraine, but that's whole country. Initially, I think it was people from Kyiv or from the central part of the country that got out one call. But now, we're seeing so many more people from Mariupol, from Kharkiv, from some of these cities that are under siege, trying to get out here. And those are the people that are in Lviv right now, right? What do you see?
Yes, I've seen more people from the eastern part of Ukraine. And this is good that they were able to escape. And also, at the same time, we need to keep in mind that there are still hundreds of thousands of people who are still in Mariupol. And also, in Kharkiv, of course, the Kharkiv is the second biggest city in Ukraine, always before morning.
Probably wise for civilians to leave the area. I don't see anybody saying that.
Very nice to see you in person.
Thank you
so much for having me.
Be safe.
It's actually a little bit curious why people like the president are telling people to be safe and get the hell out of there. It doesn't sound like they're very safe to me.
Strengthen your company's cyber defenses immediately. The president says the war in Ukraine is not going well for Vladimir Putin, and the Russian leader might retaliate against
America. Inside each other's critical systems, but the U.S. has been reluctant to use that. It's sort of like having a cyber gun to each other's head.
Biden warns U.S. businesses to prepare for Russian cyber attacks.
Cyber weaponry in Russian systems, it could hit civilians, and the U.S. doesn't want to do that. Also, Russia
should
counterattack. And while many of the larger companies with great resources have been able to shore up their defenses, like the banking systems or the safety thing, think of smaller towns, municipalities that have been hit with ransomware attacks recently. Those are the kind of places that sophisticated
Russian hackers for businesses not so much
threatening our water or electricity and our transportation supplies in our hospitals. We've actually seen a few of these attacks where they're suddenly frozen all the computer systems in hospitals that are trying to treat COVID patients. There's just a lot of really technical projects. CNN is reporting that it appears Russia is operating without a military commander on the ground. How would that affect Russia's efforts in Ukraine? What does that say about the Russian strategy?
Well, the ironic thing is that everything we're seeing that's going wrong with the Russian military operation is stuff that NATO advisors had to fix in the Ukrainian military when they implemented reforms at Ukraine's request since 2014. The Ukrainian military got basically driven out of Crimea, and so they replaced their senior commanders. They installed what's called a non-commissioned officer corps. These are the officers that take care of
Russian forces are operating sort of in a disjointed fashion, with poor resupply, and that's got to be bad for the morale of the troops. Those who take really heavy casualties on the ground, and then we don't know exactly how many thousands have been killed.
The numbers here are still being sorted out, but Kim Dozier, always great to have your analysis and expertise in this region.
Half exit Russia. That's great. Upset at an American company because they haven't left Russia. That's pretty crazy. Nestle makes a lot of water bottles and stuff. They bought that Garden of Life organic food company, and they have some good supplements and stuff. I've noticed a big difference since I started taking the calcium meds. It's good stuff. Because I'm a vegetarian and I wasn't getting enough in my diet. So they're not the only brand that makes them, but after they acquired that company, I don't think they've done anything to mess them up or anything, and I hope they don't. Hope they don't change. There's a lot of ingredients in them, so I hope they're all truly organically made. It's hard to know when something's made organically or not. You still have to trust somebody that got the certification and continue to grow things organically after they got the certification. And you know that it's not just generally polluted from the air. And then certified USDA organic means it's 95% organic or more. So there's always that little tiny bit of 5% they could put whatever in, I suppose. Some companies don't. Some companies do. And you know, I still don't think companies have to write stuff on the label if it's less than 0.5 grams per serving. So, if there's a whole lot of servings, they could avoid writing something like sugar on the label and fruit juice if there's under that amount, but it's still in there, and it could still be a significant amount. Yeah, stop drinking fruit juice altogether. I think it's terrible for you, actually. And I think they add sugar to a lot of them. There's some vitamins in here, that's the only good thing, but I think it raises your blood sugar. You need the whole fruit. It's a lot better to eat the whole entire fruit than just the juice. And if you did the juice by itself, I think that might be worse. At least you would drink it with something. So the fiber is so close to normal. Otherwise, I wouldn't drink it at all. Especially not unless it was like fresh squeezed. What I would like to make is like fruit, frozen fruit drinks. Those are pretty, I haven't made those in a while, but those are good. But in a blender, where you just hit the whole banana and the blueberries and maybe orange juice. In that context, the OJ might work. Let it slide just a little bit. You can even throw some protein in there. Yeah, I went organic back towards the end of 2013.
And great violation of international humanitarian law, denying people access to water, access to their agriculture, things like that. I think what the Ukrainians are doing, actually, given all the destruction right now, and this is something that I think very wise that the Ukrainians are documenting, a lot of the war crimes, election war crimes that are happening, and this will be very, very important later on, because Ukraine actually has a very experienced team of people who are experts in doing these kind of legal trials, international legal trials.
You have a fear that deliberate suffering being inflicted in Mariupol might be repeated in other parts of the country.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I spent a lot of time in the Donbass behind the front line there, and we saw with our own eyes the Russian backed fight and what they're doing. And I think that we're going to see sadly this Russian playbook being played out again and again. And
see,
again.
The thing is about the news is just kind of. Saying whatever they want and being liberal and not being able to be fact-checked or verified is they can start building on a narrative that's not entirely true or that's exaggerated or that's just hearsay, just opinions. That's a real weird thing about the live TV news of CNN, MSNBC, Fox. It's strange seeing that the left and the right both how they're both agreeing on this whole war together. Because they're both doing it just in different ways.
What do you want to see come from that?
Well, like he's promised a lot of weaponry, a lot of funding. I think Ukraine is isolated, which I watch a lot of Ukraine.
I think it's because the Democrats are in power, so they've got more opportunities to do the business deals in Ukraine right now. And the Republicans have a lot of people in the military and the corporations that supply the weapons and things, I think. And so they're down with that part of the nonsense.
Because I think that's held back the right. Now it's time to go that line and say we're going to do this. And I think what Ukraine is really doing right now is that they're in order to face. As I said, the Russians are throwing more and more and much more destructive and long range. Even if you do this, it's pretty much like you have to ask, right?
I have a boss to bring to you. I think I'm going to have to go. All right, still ahead. Russian ground forces now stall. Why that could be so dangerous for civilians here in Ukraine.
Michigan and Mississippi during the middle of the day. That red bullseye, you don't want to be in that. That's a moderate risk of severe weather. We can expect large tornadoes that could be on the ground for a long period of time in central Louisiana and the southern Mississippi.
And
you
gust to 70 miles per hour, 10 million average.
Make sure you keep tuned to any alerts that you get
Louisiana,
on TV or radio.
Mississippi, Alabama.
To do so because this could be a very dangerous afternoon. And then tomorrow, whatever severe weather we get, that black, mostly wind damage, isolated tornadoes are possible from northern Florida all the way up through the Carolinas, including Georgia, and 20 million people at risk there. But if that wasn't enough, Jonathan, we still have a flash flood potential, too, with flash flood warnings already. So a multi, you know, hazard type day, tornadoes, large hail, damage, wind, and flash flooding in the sector. Absolutely terrifying things there. Good parents, we appreciate it. Please do keep your storm and be safe, everyone. Still ahead, President Biden is giving warning to business leaders about the potential for Russian cyber attacks. We'll be right back with much more on that.
Let's make commercials,
these corporations. As you likely grill her on that. And several have also indicated that they worry about liberal dark money groups that have pushed for her nomination.
I'm also interested, as others have mentioned, in your opinion why pro-abortion dark money groups like Demand Justice and anti-religious liberty groups are pouring millions of dollars into a public campaign in support of your nomination.
Democrats are downplaying the influence of those advocacy groups. Regardless of what comes up, though, Republicans emphasize what you won't see is a toxic spectacle. A reference to Justice Brett Kavanaugh's contentious Supreme Court confirmation hearing in 2018.
Well, I'm not interested in trapping Judge Jackson. I'm not interested in trying to play gotcha. I'm interested in her answers.
Unlike the start to the Kavanaugh hearings,
no one is going to inquire into your teenage dating. No one is going to ask you with mock severity, do you like beer? In this hearing, this committee has a responsibility to focus on issues.
To make a decision for themselves about where they want to stand and how they want the history books to